This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel. The president of Duke University announced today that he is reinstating the men's lacrosse team. Richard Broadhead suspended the team's season 2 months ago amid allegations that three players had raped a stripper who performed at a team party in March. Three players have been indicted. From member station WUNC, Rusty Jacobs reports.
Back in April, when he suspended the men's lacrosse program, Duke president Richard Broadhead said the school and its team were caught in a swirl of suspicion. Today, Broadhead said he couldn't make a decision about the program's future until some of that suspicion lifted.
Certainly it was not the right time before the DNA evidence came back. Certainly it was not the right time before the last indictment came down. Certainly it was not the right time before the district attorney issued a statement going out of its way to say that there would be no further indictments and that he would not seek indictments against further members of the team.
The DNA tests haven't turned up any conclusive evidence thus far, but Durham District Attorney Mike Nifong has charged three players with rape, kidnapping, and sexual assault. An internal study by Duke faculty revealed a history of drinking, lewd behavior, and disorderly conduct by members of the lacrosse team, though most players were also deemed to be academically strong and dedicated. Today, President Broadhead announced new standards of behavior for the team, including penalties for underage drinking, disorderly conduct, and harassment. Penalties include counseling and community service for a first offense, a 3-game suspension for a second offense, and a season-long suspension for a third offense. And under the school's revamped policies, Broadhead says when it comes to future problems with Duke athletics, the buck will stop with his office.
Effective immediately, I'm restoring direct responsibility for athletics to the president of the university.
The lacrosse program's reinstatement sits well with students like Prad Natakaduti, who just finished his freshman year at Duke.
I think the lacrosse players, they deserve a chance to play, and the ones that have been indicted are obviously, being sought after legally, but the ones that aren't, are still here to play lacrosse, and that's what they do, and they do it well, so I think they still deserve the right to do that.
Junior Cameron Miller also says resuming the program is great as long as changes are made.
They need a lot stricter rules to follow to make sure nothing like this happens again. I mean, even the possibility of an incident like this, it would cause another uproar, and it's really hurt the student body a lot here. So, the program is great, and they need to keep it running, but just with tighter rules, that's all.
The negative publicity and uncertainty over the program's future have had an impact on Duke's lacrosse recruiting efforts. Athletic Director Joe Oliva.
We had 9 commitments for the incoming class. We've lost 3. We've still got 6 that say they're coming, and I believe they will.
Now that the program will be reinstated, the school must find a new coach. Former coach Mike Pressler, who helped turn Duke's lacrosse team into a national championship contender, resigned at the height of the scandal. For NPR News, I'm Rusty Jacobs in Durham, North Carolina.